302. Jesus at Nazareth for the dedication. 15th October 1945. It is a dark, the December evening. Apart from the leaves torn off the trees which still have a few, and which rustle blown by a whistling wind, there is no streets of Nazareth, which is as dark as a dead city. No light or noise filters through the bolted doors. It is really a horrible evening. Lamb of God is walking through the deserted streets of Nazareth, on his way home. A tall dark shadow in a dark tunic, he almost starless night, and his step is just a rustling noise, when he treads on the heap of dry leaves, which the wind has laid on the ground, after and is ready to pick up again and blow elsewhere. He arrives near the house of Mary Clopas. He stands for a moment undecided, enter the garden, and knock at the kitchen door proceed. He proceeds without stopping. He is now in the little street where is his house. I can already see the tormented olive trees swaying on the hillock against which the house is placed, dark shadows swaying against the black sky. A step and arrives at the door. He listens carefully. It is so easy to hear what is happening in that little house. If one presses a there are only a few inches of wood between the outside listener and the speaker within. And yet no voice is heard.
It is late,
he says with a sigh.
I will wait until dawn before knocking.
But when he is about to go away, he hears the rhythmical noise of the loom. He smiles and says,
she is weaving. It is certainly she. That is mother's rhythm.
I cannot see his face, but I am sure that he is smiling, because I can perceive a smile in his voice which was previously sad, and now he knocks. The noise stops for a moment, then there is the sound of a chair being pushed back, and finally the silvery voice asks,
it is I, mother,
son,
a loving cry of joy, even if uttered in a low voice. The noise of the bolt being withdrawn is heard, and the door golden flash into the dark night. Mary falls into Jesus' arms, on the doorstep, as if he could wait no longer to receive her herself unto his heart.
Son, my son,
kisses and the sweet words, mother, son, they go in and the door is closed silently. Mary explains in a low voice,
they are all sleeping. I was awake. James came back saying that they were following them. I have been staying up until late. Are you cold, Jesus? Of course you listen. Come. I kept the fire lit. I will put a faggot on it, and you will warm yourself.
And she leads him by if he were still the child Jesus. The flame shines brightly, and crackles in the stirred hearth. Mary looks at Jesus who holds his him.
How pale you are. You were not like that when we parted. You are becoming thinner and paler, my child. Once your complexion was light, but now you look like old ivory. What has happened to you recently, son? Still the Pharisees?
Yes. And other. But now I am happy, here with you, and I will be all right at once. This year we are celebrating the dedication here, mother. I stayed here beside you. Are you glad?
Yes. But your perfect age, my darling, is still remote. You are young, and with regard to me, you are always my little child. It is warm. Will you drink it here, or in the other room?
In the other room, mother. I am warm now. I will drink it.
They go back into the little room and Jesus sits on the chest near the table and drinks his milk. Mary looks at him and smiles. When she takes Jesus' bag, and puts it on the shelf. She smiles so much that Jesus asks,
what are you thinking of?
Just on the anniversary of our departure to Bethlehem. Also then there were bags and cases open, or particularly of swaddling clothes. For a little one, who might be born, I used to say to Joseph, who was to be born, self, in Bethlehem of Judah. I had hidden them in the bottom, because Joseph was afraid of that. He did not yet know that the birth would not be subject, both for himself, and for his mother, to the common miseries of childbirth. He did not know of being away from Nazareth with me in that state. I was sure that I would be a mother there. You exulted too much in my womb for the coming birthday, and of the birthday of redemption, so I could not be deceived. Angels whirled round the lady who carried you. But it was no longer the sublime archangel, or my most sweet guardian angel, as in the first months. Now choirs of angels are my God to my little heaven, my womb, where you were. And I heard them sing, and exchange brilliant words. Were to see you, God incarnate. I heard them when, driven by love, they fled from paradise, to come and worship you. Concealed in my womb, and I endeavored to learn their words, their songs, their ardor, but no human creature have heavenly things.
Jesus listens to her. He is sitting, she is standing near the table, dreaming as much as he is blissful, with one hand resting on the dark wood against her heart. And Jesus lays his long darker hand on the little white, gentle, holy hand and presses it in his own. Island, almost regretting that she had not been able to learn the words, songs and ardor of the angels, Jesus says,
all the words, all their songs, all their ardor, could not have made me happy on the earth, if I had not had yours, Mother. You said and gave me, but give me. You did not learn from them, but they learned from you. Come here, Mother, beside me and tell me more. Not of, but of the present. What were you doing?
I was working.
I know. But at what? I am certain that you were overworking yourself for me. Let me see.
Mary becomes redder than the cloth on the loom as Jesus gets up to look at it.
Purple? Who gave it to you?
Judas of Cariot, I think, that he got Biden to give it to him. He wants me to make a king's robe for you. Of course, I will make the robe for you. But you do to be a king.
Judas is more stubborn than a mule.
Is the only comment on the purple gift. He then asks his mother,
and can you make a full robe with what he gave you?
Oh, no, son. It can be used as a border of a tunic and mantle, but not.
Very well. I understand why you are weaving it in low strips. Well, Mother, I like the idea. Keep those strips, and one day I will tell you to use them for a beautiful tunic. But there is plenty of time. Do not tire yourself.
I work when I am at Nazareth.
That is true. And what have the others done during this time?
They have improved their knowledge.
That is, you have improved their knowledge. What do you think of them?
Oh, they are very good. If I, except for more diligent and kind pupils, I have also endeavored to make John a little stronger. He is very ill. He will not.
Oh, but it is a good thing for him. In any case, he wishes that himself. He spontaneously understood the value of suffering and of. What about Syntyche?
It is a pity to have to send her away. She is worth 100 disciples because of her holiness and her capacity for understanding the.
I realize that. But I must do it.
What you do, son, is always well done.
And the boy?
He is learning too. But he is very sad these days. He remembers the misfortune of a year ago. Oh, their year, John and Syntyche sigh thinking of their departure from here. The boy weeps thinking of his dead mother.
And what about you?
I, you know, son. There is no sunshine when you are away. There would not be even if the world did love you. But at least there would be a star instead.
There is weeping. Poor mother, have they asked you questions about John and Syntyche?
And who would ask me? Mary of Alpheus no. Alpheus of Sarah has already seen John, and is not curious. He calls him the disciple.
And the others?
With Mary and Alpheus, no one comes to see me. Only a woman occasionally for some work or advice. But the men of Nazareth is my threshold.
Not even Joseph and Simon?
No. Simon sends me oil, flour, olives, firewood, eggs. He wanted to be forgiven for not understanding you, and he wanted to speak through gifts. But he gives them to Mary, his mother. Here. In any case, if anyone came, they would only see me, because Syntyche and John withdraw if someone knocks.
A very sad life.
Yes. And the boy suffers very much so that Mary of Alpheus now takes him with her, when she. But now we shall no longer be sad, my Jesus. Because you are here.
I am here. Now let us go to bed. Father, as you used to do when I was a little boy.
Bless me, son. I am your disciple.
They kiss each other. They light another little lamp and go out to go and rest.